Today we will be learning lesson 3 in Megillas Esther. We'll be finishing Perek Aleph, chapter 1, learning Psukim Tes Zayin Techav Beis 16 to 22 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 1262. So after the king has asked his 7 chief advisors, Tes Zayin, Vayomer Memuchan. And Memuchan said, who is Memuchan? The rabbis tell us this is Haman. That's who he is. That was his name, Memuchan. However, if you look, it's right next to it, we have a Kri Uksiv. It's written one way, but pronounced another way. I pronounced that Memuchan correctly, but it's written Mumkan, which means there's a blemish here. And what was the blemish with him? Because if you look in the Pasuk before, where it mentioned the 7 advisors, he was the 7th, the last one. He was the lowest level advisor. And the rabbis say the ignoramus always thrusts himself to the forefront. And therefore, that's where you discover, as it were, his blemish. And that's his mumkan, his blemish here. Instead of allowing others to speak first, he grabs the podium, as it were. And he says, Lifnei HaMelech, before the king, Vaharim, and the officers, the advisors, the important people, Lo al HaMelech Levado, not only to the king alone, of Sa Vashti HaMalka, did Vashti the queen, again the word Vashti before Malka, of Sa, she wronged him. Okay, she didn't only wrong the king, ki, but I'll call Harim on all the officials. I'll call Amim and on all the people. Asher b'chol medinos, that are in all the provinces of Hamelech Achashverosh, of King Achashverosh. And he says there will be 2 dire consequences that will come out if there's no response to what Vashti did. Yud Zayin. Ki yetze, when it will get out, Dvar, the words of Hamalka the queen, when the word spreads, what the queen said, and it spreads Alkol Hanashim to all women, what will be their response? That they figure, well, if the queen can insult the king, so all women will figure Lehavzos, to make them despise Baalayim, their husbands, Be'enayim, in their eyes. So number 1 problem is, this behavior will negatively influence other women and give all the men problems, because the wives will tell their husbands the following. Hamelech Achashverosh, King Achashverosh, Amar, he said, Lohavi es Vashti Hamalka, to bring Vashti the queen, Lefanov before him, Velo Ba'a, and she did not come. So look what's going to happen. The women are going to start a whole women's rights revolution over here. Second issue, the second dire result, Yurches, V'hayom hazeh, and on this day, Tomarna Soros Paras Umadai, and the princesses of Paras Umadai, Asher Shomles Dvar HaMalka, who heard the words of the queen, they will say, Lechol Sarei HaMelech, to all the king's officials. What's going to happen? Words are going to spread. Everyone's going to hear everything. And then, when they tell their husbands, the men will start poking fun at the king. Uchedai, and there will be much bizayon, contempt, vokotzev, and wrath. In other words, the 2 main problems, if we don't address this issue, is the women are going to become a force to have to be reckoned with. They will not listen to their husbands at all. And number 2, the king's status will be diminished in everybody's eyes. Therefore, he gives the following advice in the next 3 psukim. V'hayom, okay, and yud tes. Im, if, al hamelech tov, if it is on the king good, if it pleases the king. Yetze, let there go forth, divar malchus, divar, an edict, malchus royal, an edict, a royal edict shall go forth, mufanav, from before him. Now he's slipping in a very important thing here. Usually, if a king wants someone to be punished with a very big punishment, you need permission from the wise men. You need approval from the advisors. He's saying, no, let an edict go forth from the king, and from now on, the king doesn't have to listen to advisors. V'yikasev, and it should be written, bidosei, into the laws of Paras Umadai, of Persia and Media. V'lo yavor, and it will not be revoked. We're going to get to the law in a minute. But you see that you can do it on your own. Now, this is a tremendous hashkacha pratis, a tremendous divine supervision of God over here. Because until now, the king couldn't do anything of a serious nature without the consent and advice of his council. Now, he's saying you no longer need that advice. And that will put the king in good stead later on when it's time to kill Haman and save the Jews. He doesn't have to ask for advisors either, but we'll get to that later. But what should be the law that should not be revoked? And on account of, for the following reason, Asher, because, lo savo Vashti, that Vashti, now she's not even called a Malk anymore. See how he's diminishing who she is. The law is that lo savo, she shall never come, lifnei, before Hamelcha Chashverosh, before the king, which means she is going to be executed. Let us execute her. Umalchusa, and her royal estate. Yitein HaMelech, the king will give it, Lir Usa, upon another, Hatova, who's better, Mimena, than her. And the second wife will never have the chutzpah to talk insultingly to the king, because she won't want to get the same thing that Vashti got. She won't have any problems. But more than this, you first of all, you've dealt with the problem of what she's done, and that's going to send a strong message to everybody. Pasuk Chaf. V'nishma, and it will be heard. Piskum, the decree, HaMelech, of the king. Asher Yaseh, which will be done. B'chol Malchuso, in all of his realm. Ki Rabahi, for it is great. V'chol Hanoshim, and all the women. Yitnu, will give Yekor honor. Levaleim, to their husbands. It doesn't matter what kind of husband it's. Limi Gadol, if whether it's a great husband. Vat Katan, or even a lower class man. All the wives will respect their husbands, and that will be heard. So the rule will very simply be, the law will be, we're going to kill Vashti. Finished. When everybody hears about this, women are going to be awfully afraid to cross their husbands. And you see how Mormon is saying, listen, you got to be careful, you got to be understanding, even for Ad Katan, even the lowest class person, we have to make this law for the better of the lowest class. Again, a contrast to Achashverosh when he worries about the lowest people, but doesn't even worry about killing his wife. This really was not a very good piece of advice at all. However, everybody was under the influence of wine. People make decisions quickly. So Pasuk Chaf Aleph, again, Hashkocha Pratis, Hashem is involved. Vayitav HaDover, and the Dover, the proposal, the thing, was pleasing, Be'enei, in the eyes of HaMelech, of the king, Vaharim, and the officials. Vayas HaMelech, and the king did, Kidvar Mamuchan, like the words of Mamuchan, and Vashti was executed. And now they want the law to be passed, Chaf Beis, Vayishlach Svarim, and they sent letters, El Kol Medinos HaMelech, to all the provinces of the king, El Medina Umedina, to each and every province, Kichsova, in its own script, which shows the king did not force the other provinces to learn only the Persian language, and he did that as a political move so people would like him. Ve'al am va'am, and to each and every nation, kilshono, in their language, same idea, the following. They're going to say what happened, and they append the following thing. Lihios, to have kol ish, every man, so rare, rule, v'veso, in his house, umedaber, and speak, kilshon amo, like the language of his nation, which means, that all women have to listen to their husbands, and you speak the language of the husband, meaning to say, if the wife came from one place and husband from another, you have to follow the husband's language. So he's making a law that women have to obey their husbands. Again, more hashkacha pratis, because this really wouldn't be necessary. Of course a woman has to listen to her husband. Of course, if you see that Achashverosh has killed his wife, women are going to understand to behave. But they make it now a law, and people look at it and say, what's wrong with the king? And therefore they see a decree that's so unnecessary. So they're going to think that the king makes foolish decrees, and when there'll be a decree later about killing the Jews, they're not going to be so sure if that really is the right decree as well. And so it is, as we know, there is a rule that Hashem always prepares the cure before the disease. And certainly, as we see as the story goes on, the fact that Vashti has been removed from the equation, who she herself was a great Sone Yisrael, and she was really the one who was pushing the whole agenda that the Jews should not rebuild their temple because her grandfather had destroyed it. So now she is out of the picture. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, who was Memuchan? Memuchan was Haman. Why was his name written differently as Mumkan? That means there is a blemish here. And his blemish was, although he was the lowest of the advisors, he spoke first. Three, according to Memuchan, what was the negative results of Vashti's actions? The negative results, both of those negative results, is that women will no longer respect their husbands, and word will get out, and the king will be quite embarrassed, and people will not respect the king. Four, what advice did Memuchan give the king regarding the Vashti and why? The advice was, kill Vashti, and that way women will treat their husbands with respect, and no one's going to speak disparagingly about the king, and there'll be nothing more to worry about. And, as well, then he'll find another wife that's better than her. Five, what changes did Memuchan advise regarding legal implementation of punishments? That instead of the king requiring consent of his advisors before going through on any major decisions, he could now make the decisions on his own. Six, how will men benefit from the new laws suggested? The women will treat their husbands with respect. Seven, did the king accept the advice of Memuchan? Yes. Eight, what happened to Vashti? She was hung. Nine, what was in the content of the letters that were sent out? It was sent out that every man rules his home and they speak the language of his country. Ten, what language were the letters written in and why? They were written in the language of each and every one of the provinces. The king did that so the provinces would be happy that they would be able to keep their language and not have to learn another language, similar to why in Quebec they can speak French. 11. Why will Achashverosh need not worry that a new queen would also act disrespectfully to him? She would not act disrespectfully because she doesn't want to have the same result that will happen to her that happened to Vashti. 12. What are three more examples of Hashem's divine supervision in today's lesson? Number one is that Haman's suggestion that the king no longer has to take advice from his advisors before he makes a decision will later help the Jews when Achashverosh decides to kill Haman. Number two, Vashti is killed. The advice is accepted to kill her, even though it wasn't good advice. But Hashem wanted Vashti removed from the picture because if she was there, she would always be a thorn in the side of the Jews. And as well, as long as she's alive, Esther could never be the queen. And number three, when the king made his declaration in the letters, it was a very foolish declaration that women should respect their husbands and people would not take further declarations as seriously, and that will be good for the Jewish people as well. Please spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson three and spend some time reviewing lessons one and two. Have a great day.